Our scripture reading is from Acts chapter 16, verses 6 through 10. Next, Paul and Silas traveled through the area of Phrygia and Galatia. I'm going to butcher these names, so just yeah. Because the Holy Spirit had told them not to go into the province of Asia at that time. Then coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed for the province of Bithynia. But again, the Spirit of Jesus did not let them go. So instead, they went on to Mysia, to the city of Troas, and that night, Paul had a vision. He saw a man from Macedonia in northern Greece pleading with him, "Come over here and help us." So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once, for we could only conclude that God was calling us to preach the good news there. Let us join in our hymn of meditation, number 473, "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go," verses 1 and 4.
Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Rise to the challenge. That's been our theme this month for the World Mission Offering and the theme for today. Now, the word challenge often is used to describe confrontation. I challenge you to a duel. Or the NFL coach throws the challenge flag. But challenge can also have a very positive meaning, like meaning a challenge to finish the course or graduate or learn a skill. What challenges are you facing right now in your life? Does it involve school or work or a relationship? And are you aware that God is leading you as God has led others? The scripture that Larry just read talks to us about the Apostle Paul, who also faced some challenges as he followed God's call on his life, as he had this vision of a call. Now, a cry for help requires a response. You know, a hurt child calls for a parent to come running. You know, a swimmer who's in need in the water needs the rescue of a lifeguard. Someone in dire need calls 911 for assistance. And the Apostle Paul heard that same cry in the first century when these words came in a vision to him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." Now, it sounds so simple, and in many ways it was. God's servants heard the call and they acted on it. But Luke tells us more in this Acts passage. It shows us that when God's people rise to the challenge of mission, searching and struggling is a part of that process. And that was true in the first century, just as it's true in the 21st century. Now, even before Paul's second missionary journey, there was trouble. We learn in Acts that Paul and Barnabas had a very sharp disagreement, and it was over John Mark. Now, we do not know what it was about. They don't give us any details. You know, maybe John Mark was just really young and maybe immature. Maybe he's, you know, messed up and big time. But Paul was not happy about it. And evidently, he and Barnabas went at it, at least verbally. And so much so that they decided to go their separate ways. And Barnabas went off with John Mark in one direction, and Paul and Silas went off in another direction. Paul's goal was to strengthen the churches that had already been planted, and the plan was going well. Timothy even joined the mission team. But then things got a little difficult and even somewhat puzzling. Now, Luke doesn't tell us how God called Paul to move out beyond these established churches and enter into new territory. But he does tell us some surprising news. Paul feels called to go toward Ephesus. But then in verse 6, it actually says that the Holy Spirit told them not to go there, not to go to Asia. Well, the surprises continue when they say, okay, now we're going to head north to Bithynia. And then again in verse 7, it says the Spirit of Jesus did not let them go there. So here they are being prevented from pursuing mission opportunities that they felt called to, you know, from on the right and the left, the north and the south. And so they probably wondered what God was up to. And so it's no wonder that they were ready to jump when the Macedonian vision came after these unsuccessful attempts to share the good news of Christ in Asia and Bithynia. Now, if you notice, the Macedonians' request wasn't just a suggestion, but a plea. Verse 9 says, it says he pleaded. And after many false starts and about 400 miles of soul-searching uncertainty, when God finally opened a new door at the seaport of Troas, the missionaries were eager to respond, and they chose to rise to the challenge. And verse 10 even says they immediately left for Macedonia. And that result was an open door to share the good news of Christ beyond the Middle East into Europe. I've shared with you in the time that I've been here a little bit about how Dave and I ended up as American Baptist missionaries in Europe. I told you some of the story, but I didn't tell you all of it, and I didn't tell you some of the beginning of it. I think I mentioned that when Dave completed his PhD program, he was looking to teach in one of our American Baptist seminaries right here in the United States. And so he began to apply. He even applied outside of American Baptist churches, but all the doors just seemed to close. And then a position opened up for a preaching professor at Central Seminary in Kansas City. And Dave applied for it. And then a month or so later, they decided to stop the process and not hire that year. And so we were back and him looking for something, and time was getting away where most positions were filled. And then about a month after that, he heard that they had reopened that position and that he was one of the candidates. In fact, he became one of the two final candidates. Now, I have to tell you, at this point, we were sure Kansas City was where we were headed, because, you know, the door had been closed and then it was reopened and he was one of the final candidates. We even told our children, we're moving to Kansas City, get ready. Well, he had a final interview with them on the phone. It went very well. And they said, we're going to make a decision tonight, and we'll call you tomorrow and give you the decision. that we had already planned to go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania for our anniversary. I went off to school that morning and he sat by the phone, but he remembered that he didn't have any toothpaste and he needed to get some for the trip, so he ran down to the pharmacy right down the street. And of course, when he got back, the light was flashing on the answer machine. And the message was, in a very difficult decision, they went with the other candidate because that individual had a little bit more teaching experience than Dave had at that point. I got to tell you, we were devastated because we were so sure that this is where God wanted us. And we felt as if the door had been slammed in our face. And then the call came from International Ministries about a position at a seminary in Europe. The seminary was calling for someone to come and help us. I've shared with you my initial response to that was, no way. And then God turned me around. And so you know that we did end up in Europe. And as we looked back on that experience, we realized that Kansas City was not an open door, but rather it was a window at the end of a hallway. And the light shining through it was shining down another hallway to an open door marked Prague. We could have said no, but we chose to rise to the challenge. Now, when International Ministries receives a request from a partner organization somewhere in the world, they earnestly pray and seek God's will for a match between what that partner needs and a missionary, an individual that has the gifts and experiences for that. Your insert today tells a little bit about one of those instances. When Roberta Stevens decided to retire after 38 years on the field, and she had worked at the Canto Gakuin School, in fact, the same school that Dwight and Carrie Davidson also taught at when they were in Japan. She decided to retire, and so the school called out to IM, come over and help us. Well, IM's need response was met by a young woman by the name of Shigemi Tomita. Now, Shigemi was actually a resident of Canada, but she had been born in Japan. She had earned a Master of Divinity and a PhD. And so she contacted International Ministries about that position. And when they realized what her experience was and her education, she is now on the board at Canto Gakuin. She teaches in the elementary school. And soon she will be able to teach on the graduate level and even serve as their chaplain. God had led International Ministry and Shigemi together to respond to that school with someone who had qualifications beyond anybody's imagination or anything they could have hoped for. Last Sunday, we heard Jenny Pedzinski share her own call of her, of God's call of her since the age of 11 to consider cross-cultural international mission work. She went on to college and she was trained as a banker and an administrator and a financial planner, but she never got that call, you know, out of her mind and heart. And so she even applied to International Ministries and they said, you know, you're a great candidate. We feel you could use a little more education so that we can get a better match. And so she went back and not only earned one master's, but she earned two, a Master of Divinity and a Master of International Economic Development. What Jenny didn't share with you last week was that when she first approached IM, they did match her up with a position in Cambodia. But then as they got to know her a little bit more and talk to the partner, they realized that that really wasn't a good match. And so that door was closed, just like it had been closed to Paul and Silas and Dave and I. And then the call came from the New Life Center in Chiang Mai, Thailand. And they were asking for a very specific skilled person. That person needed to have experience in administration, in financial planning, and someone who could help with the spiritual needs of the staff and the girls. A match was made, and after you heard Jenny last week, you understand that. And she has risen to the challenge. Who needs the help of your witness for Christ? A neighbor, a coworker, a friend, a family member? You can respond in your everyday life and share the good news in both words and actions. Come over and help us. That's the request from people that you see every day. And it doesn't take a journey to Macedonia or the Czech Republic or Japan or Thailand. God uses everything, even our struggles, to shape us to more effective service. Clear visions in the night go hand in hand with uncertainty on the journey. And God uses it all to prepare us to rise to the challenge when new opportunities appear in our lives. Has God closed some doors to you as he did with Paul? And have you known the frustration of waiting for God's direction? I have, and I'm sure you have too. And it's good to know that we can trust that in God's timing, we will know what to do. Remember that you have the opportunity to rise to the challenge by following God's leading in your own life. This is true for us as a congregation as well. This morning, you were given that stewardship covenant form. And that has so many opportunities on it for you to rise to the challenge, for you personally, for you to use your gifts in ministry and in what we have right here, what's ongoing, or maybe even to new opportunities. We are called to be one body, to be in unity, to build up and not to tear down. We need to rise to the challenge in the weeks and months ahead as we continue to serve God. That same God who called Paul to come to Christ, who enabled Paul to grow to maturity, and who sent Paul to change the world, that same God is still sending us today. The same God who invited Paul and his companions to rise to the challenge in Macedonia invites you and I to do the same. The same God who called so many before us is still calling us to hear the cry of those right here in our community who need us to respond. So with confidence in God's call, in the power of the Spirit, and in Jesus' promise to be with us always, let us together rise to the challenge. Let us pray. Lord, you have called your people down through the centuries. And you are calling each one of us right here today to be your people in our sphere of the world, to be your people as this body of Christ, to reach out to let people know the good news of Jesus and that he indeed saves and he loves. Help us to rise to the challenge. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final hymn is in our little black hymnal. Hymn number 2241, The Spirit Sends Us Forth to Serve. 2241. We hear in Luke 9, "Then Jesus said to the crowd, 'If any of you wants to be my follower, you must put aside your selfish ambition, shoulder your cross daily, and follow me.'" Let us sing our hymn of departure before the benediction. Don't forget the meeting afterwards for those interested in outreach in December.
Jesus Christ, you and I are being redeemed.